This is a special recording on what's going on university campuses. Now, normally, Stuart and I rant at the Rant Network about a variety of different crazy topics, and we talked last week about the invasion of these agitators on university campuses. And I thought we could wait really until Wednesday. God knows what's going to change between now and then. But the news from today across the United States and Canada has made me so ill that I just can't hold it in anymore. And if you're a student on a university campus today, Jewish or not Jewish, I'm worried for you. I'm genuinely worried for you on various problems. What have we seen really that's gone on university campuses since October 7th? And Stuart will correct me normally because he's saying October 9th, 10th, whatever. But the moment Hamas attacked, the propaganda machine turned on the opposite side. All of a sudden, free Palestine became the mantra. Israel hadn't done anything. Israel was licking its wounds, if you will, after the most vicious attack since the Holocaust. Nothing had been done by Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stood up and said, I'm going to retaliate. We have no choice to get our hostages back and to get rid of Hamas. But nothing had occurred. And the propaganda machine was ramped up. And back then, when the university started the protests, the chants, the sit-ins, we'd said if things weren't taken care of right there and then, it would escalate into such a storm that it will no longer be controlled by university at all. Anti-Semitism has been running rampant, we know, in universities forever. It is not new. Whether you're talking about what was going on, if you just talk about the United States, forget about the rest of the world. In the United States, first, Jews weren't allowed to go to universities, so they made their own. And then eventually Jews were allowed into universities. And then there was a Jew quota, see Harvard. And on, there was all this stuff. Anti-Semitism on university campuses hasn't gone away. But what's really becoming an issue in the last 30 plus years and 35 years that I can remember, and even when I went to university, and I've said this on a previous rant, is that the anti-Semitism has gone into the classroom. Professors spewing hate towards Israel. Anti-Semitism, Jew hate, you name it, it's in the classroom. And the university stood by. We made a mistake by fighting BDS. That was where we were taken away. When these protesters, these so-called world revolutionary people, wanted to help the Palestinians, which I have yet to understand why them and not any other Muslim, just them. They went after BDS, the boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. The idea is cut all ties to Israel in any way, shape, or form. It was a nonsensical, illogical boycott. But it got attention, and it took away everybody's attention from the real problem that was festering on campuses. The core of it was anti-Semitism. They wrapped themselves around the veil of, yeah, don't worry. It's only anti-Zionism. We're expressing free speech towards the state of Israel, which at its core, you could say, yeah. But in reality, it was so, so ingrained in anti-Semitism. So was it any surprise that campuses all across the U.S., Canada, America, and Western world exploded with this hate towards Jews, towards Israel? Of course not. The seed that was planted many, 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 many years ago and today has bloomed into the most disgusting reaction possible. And we've said on previous rants, of course, governments are standing by. No one's doing anything for the most part. And we've seen this time and time again. But what's made me ill these last week and a bit, if you will, is that this isn't just a Jewish problem. All right, let me pause right there. Why am I saying this is not a Jewish problem alone? It is a Jewish problem, but it's not alone. If you're a student at any of the universities that are still having encampments, from Columbia to McGill University to NYU to USC to all these schools, bravo. That's what free speech got you. And to sit down today, 7 months later, and to say, this isn't a free speech. We told you this was going to happen. What does Columbia want to do? And what does McGill want to do? And what does USC want to do? And what did all these liberal colleges and universities think that they're going to do? Negotiate. They're going to negotiate. Because the people there deserve to be negotiated to. And even some more conservative universities are getting flack today because they didn't negotiate with the students. What negotiation? You breached the policy of the school and you want to negotiate? Now who's a terrorist? And yes, I called you a terrorist because you've caused terror. These same students did not let Jewish students on campus. These same students did let students who came from Iran, Persian students who supported Israel, who claimed and said time and time again, you have no idea what you are supporting. These students were verbally and physically assaulted. And these encampments are just an example of how you let the inmates run the asylum. So, as of 2 o'clock Eastern, students in Columbia were either going to clear out or face suspension. Wow. How many days did it take you to figure that out, Columbia? McGill, this morning, said, we're going to investigate because we heard anti-Semitism. Where have you been, for crying out loud? You're hiding under a rock. You've decided to turn a blind eye because it's only Jews. But if this was all blacks, if this was an anti-black, anti-gay, anti-woman, this place would have erupted. But it's Jews. The lightning rod for everybody. The lightning rod for the left and the right. So why am I saying this is not a good thing for other students? Is what's tomorrow going to bring for you? Is this university really caring about your security or your money? Think about it. Do these universities care? Oh, heck no. But when you go to places like the University of Texas or universities in Florida, who essentially got rid of them all and said, this is our policy. We protect our students. You don't adhere to the code of conduct, you're out of here. It's gone to be so bad that it has to go now to Congress, where New York Representative Mike Lawler, a Republican, has to bring to the Congress a law about Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, as he calls it. It is to accept the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of what is anti-Semitism and enforce it federally, prohibiting discrimination against students. Aha! 33 Republicans gave thumbs up to this right off the bat. 14 Democrats co-sponsored it. Aha! But the squad won't, God forbid. Joe Biden won't, God forbid. Because it doesn't make sense. No, instead, what Joe Biden does is accuse IDF soldiers, Israeli Defense Force soldiers, of human rights violations, of war crimes. The most vile anti-Israel accusation possible. How dare he, who screwed up in Afghanistan, who's responsible with his predecessor Obama for thousands and thousands of deaths in Afghanistan, and he accuses Israel, the IDF, that piece of shit of a president. How dare you? Because now all you've done is add more fuel to this fire. Hakeem Jeffries has tried really hard as a Democratic minority leader to keep his party all together in unison, throwing Jews under the bus. Chuck Schumer, this piece of garbage Jew of a senator, and I'm calling you out, Chuck, because you decided that you had to interfere in Israel with their elections by demanding that there should be a new election, that Netanyahu wasn't right to do it, because they didn't do it your way, because we have to still appease the people, the agitators who want to see us die. And this is what you now have in the university campuses. Where is the where? And I call on Justin Trudeau, And I call on every premier in this country. Where are you to shut them down? Where are you to denounce these actions? Only a handful of gutsy people, members of parliament, are screaming and yelling for this. And nothing's happening. United States, only a handful of governors and senators and congresspeople have maneuvered and done something about it. But of course, not in the Democratic states. Of course, not in the liberal cities. Of course, not on those liberal campuses. And instead, what Joe Biden opts to do on the day when we should be protecting Jewish students, he goes out and he accuses the IDF in such a fashion. A clear message as to whose bed he wants to sleep in. You want to go to bed in Michigan and Wisconsin, Mr. President? Feel free to do so. But just be careful of the knife that's going to be stabbed in your back by these same people that want you think are support you have to get their vote for. We've seen university presidents show up at Congress and lie at how much they cared about their students, how they lied time and time again that really Jewish students and anti-Semitism and all the stuff, they've lied to you and to everybody else. So if you're not Jewish, you're next. You're next. You think they're going to protect you? Nope. They want to protect their donations, their endowment funds. It simply doesn't matter. And this is exactly what is the biggest problem today in the United States, in Canada. Only one thing. Money. They don't really care about Jews on campus. Columbia cared about the 4,700 Jewish students. Guess what? They wouldn't have had to stay home. Wrong message. McGill, right now, says, we can't force them off of campus, even though it's against the code of conduct. I mean, folks, like, think about the stupidity behind that message, right? If you get caught cheating on an exam, you're out of here. If you don't cite your papers properly, unless you're the president of Harvard, you're out of here. Think about it. But if you were to put up to say death to Jews, that's freedom of speech. If you were to sign the code of conduct that says we respect students, we do not use racism, discrimination, or any of these things, they'd be off campus. They'd be thrown out. They'd be expelled. Suspended, whatever you want to call it. Now some schools are suspending some people. But the reality is, it's not about some people. It's the dozens and hundreds that have been infesting your campus, have created an environment of hate and fear. And if you saw what happened yesterday at UCLA when those so-called anti-Israel protesters, they're not, they're Jew haters. We're not allowed to rally on our own. We're not allowed to support Israel. We're not allowed to express free speech. We are denied our own rights. And the universities have done nothing to help us. And for this, you as a Jew, I feel for you. You as a non-Jew, I feel even worse for you. Because you're next. Jews are resilient, and Jews will find a way to get by this. And Jews will fight tooth and nail. And I assure you, it will be a fight, whether it's lawsuits or an election that will overturn leadership because the vote that counts. Okay, and don't suddenly throw at me Jews control elections. It's not it. Because there are many people out there today furious with what they see and want to see Biden gone and Trudeau gone because they've done nothing to support the Canadians and Americans alike. Not Jews, Canadians and Americans. Careful, university presidents, you're next. Careful, community leaders, you're next. Careful, government leaders, you're next. Because you know what? We've had enough. And this is disgusting what goes on campuses. And it's disgusting what's happening in our world today. And the time is now to shut it down. Because if we don't, we're all doomed.